Good morning. Welcome to day 8 of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to talk about nutrition. Okay, everybody around New Year's time wants to get healthier, or most people do. And a very big part of health is nutrition. And today, we're going to talk about specifically the worst foods to eat. We're going to talk about foods to stay away from, so that you can be healthier and have more energy every day. Now, there is a big problem in today's society that is not your fault whatsoever. Instead, it's really the result of the desire for food companies and food manufacturers to sell food and to provide food at a very low cost and to get customers to continue coming back. So what that has resulted in is most food that make up the Western diet is overly processed. It's making us fat. It's making us sick. It's sapping our energy. And there's all sorts of stuff in food today that just shouldn't be there. So there's a lot of foods in supermarkets and at restaurants that have lots of chemicals and additives and all sorts of stuff added to it to increase the flavor, increase shelf life, and as a result, it just gets us, it just hurts our health. So there's a few types of foods that are really bad that you want to stay away from, and we're going to talk about, we'll talk more about nutrition over the coming days and other lessons. But for today, the foods that you really want to stay away from are the foods that make up most of the typical American and Western diet. And these are very processed foods. So some processed foods are processed foods like a lot of baked goods. So things like Twinkies and Ho-Hos and all sorts of different baked goods you'll find in the store, what you should do is look at the ingredient list the next time you go to the store, or if you have them in your house, look at the ingredient list. And I guarantee you, you will find ingredients that you have never heard of and you probably can't even pronounce. Well, if you don't know what's in your food, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, it's probably not good for you. It's probably there to increase the taste or to increase your desire to keep eating more, which is keeping you hooked on bad food. So watch out for processed foods. Watch out for commercially baked goods. Really watch out for the fake foods and the ingredients that you cannot pronounce. Also, be careful of fried foods. Fried foods can be really bad for you, especially fast food. Fried food from fast food companies are awful for you. They're causing so many health problems in addition to causing people to become overweight. So you really want to stay away from that. Okay? Another thing to stay away from are sugar-sweetened beverages like soda, even diet soda. A lot of people switch from regular soda to diet soda thinking that, hey, if there's no calories in it, it can't be bad for me. Well, there's actually studies that have shown that people who drink diet soda are just as likely to gain weight than people who drink regular soda. And that's because there are chemicals in diet soda that trick your brain into thinking that it's gotten something sweet, but it still wants more. So it causes you to overeat and compensate for those zero calories in other ways. So you don't even want to drink diet soda because that can cause you different health problems. In addition to that, there's other studies that have shown people who drink a lot of diet sodas have other medical conditions outside of just not losing weight. So you want to be careful for that stuff. Michael Pollan is a very smart writer and student of nutrition. He's written a bunch of books on food. And one thing that he says is if there's a certain food that won't rot, you should not be eating it. So let's take that Twinkie example or different fast food, fake food examples. You can take a hamburger from different fast food. I think somebody did it with a hamburger from McDonald's, and you put it on the shelf and it will stay there for years looking the exact same way. Twinkies, I think, have a very long shelf life. If that stuff doesn't rot, you probably don't want to put it in your body because imagine what it's doing to your body. So for today, what I'd like you to do is think about the foods you're eating and try to eliminate some of these bad foods. Stay away from fast food. Stay away from fried food. Be careful with very processed foods. And if you're drinking soda or diet soda, try to replace those with healthier beverages like unsweetened tea, black coffee, water, or just more natural drinks that don't have so many chemicals in them. So that's your lesson for today. Your mission for today is to think about the foods that you're eating and stay away from these really bad fake foods that don't belong in your body. You're better than that. You deserve real foods to give you real nutrition. And we'll talk more over the next coming days about what you should be eating instead of this crap. So I'm Dan Cassidy. Thanks for listening to Morning Motivation, and we will see you tomorrow.